All right, everyone. Thank you for being here. This should be the first video you watch in any of my philosophy classes. I'm Professor Hill. I want to keep this one really short. So my first name is Justin. Last name is Hill. The email for me changes depending on the institution that you're working with me at. Right now I'm at four institutions, but this is supposed to be just general for a long time. Again, I want to keep it focused. So let's start screen sharing, and in let's do side by side, and hopefully you can see this screen pretty well. And then let me get this pulled up and make sure that it looks right. And we're still under a minute. We got a few minutes left. But this is my website, hillj.net, and this is the page specifically for Philosophy 1301. So I wanted to break down kind of the intro videos into multiple parts because some of the stuff repeats. So the videos about who I am, they repeat. This video repeats depending, no matter what the course is. It connects all these intro week videos and launches any new student into this like multi-part design. There should be five episodes for any class. This is the first of that one. And I'm going to zoom in on this, but you can see that on my website, I've got the entire curriculum listed in order. And for week one, it says lesson number W1.1. That's week one, lesson one. 1.2 is lesson two. And then they don't always follow the HTA episodes. That's something different in the catalog under podcast. That's just the master catalog of all the episodes that I've ever done in the lecture series. And so, once I have five different course designs with five different sets of lectures, this is just one set of lectures. This will get much bigger. But anyway, this is the overview video connecting all these intro videos. So let's go back. You should take some time maybe looking at the website to familiarize yourself. We're not going to do that here. That'll be in like mechanics. But basically, so this is the page for all courses. Some of them are still I'm still working on. That's totally okay. There's a syllabus and there's guiding questions. And that's also going to be in the mechanics or the workflows assessments and study habits episode. It might say mechanics to it at some point. Anyway, the way that I'm thinking about this is the about me just ended up being two different parts because I forgot to say stuff in the first one. I also tear up in the second one. Please don't take that in any kind of weird way. I've been through, let me rephrase that. I care about teaching because I've lost loved ones. And I understand that life is finite and our time here is finite. And I want to share the things I've learned in that time. And my students are one way that I can show my devotion to people that I've lost. So I do tear up at various moments where things are important to me. I hope you don't take that the wrong way. Some other stuff. Okay, so that's in part two of the About Me. There's a poem that I've published. I've published a few book reviews. I'm trying to get my PhD still. I have a master's degree. I've done a lot of conferences. I got accepted to the Central APA and the Pacific APA. I moderated a panel at SPEP. Anyway, a lot of that's unimportant, but I hope you at least take this seriously and don't misunderstand my relaxedness as a sort of lack of professionalism, because it's just to me, that's not what I focus on. I focus on whether or not you understand the ideas. And then we evaluate that in a sort of loose kind of way. And I also want you to spend time studying. So the reason the lectures can seem to ramble is because I'm holding space to explain my thinking, to try to get you to also connect these dots and to understand what it takes to really learn the material and understand it well enough to do well on the timed essay exams and think philosophically. So that's just some caveats, I guess, to any kind of class with me. These things may come across as strange, but they're just authentic to who I am and what my pedagogical values are as your instructor. Some of that is that I, whether I'm adjuncting here, adjuncting there, I've been a visiting instructor before, which is a full-time salary position. But what, no matter where I teach, I want to have the freedom of speech to be able to speak with conviction to my students about the material we cover and for me to believe that it's worth studying and valuable. And then I'm not leading you astray or teaching you anything that would hurt other people. So that's the goal with all of this. I also have certain boundaries on the workflow about like what I want to see. And that's just to make sure that there's no AI use in the course, just so to make sure that you're learning everything properly. So basically, yeah, for this first week in any course, you should have two About Me videos. They're kind of long. I'm sorry about that. But this is, much shorter. And I expect this one to be really short, the workflows, assessments, and study habits. I'm about to record it after I finish this episode. This one right here, this is 1.1, overview and concise launch. And then some about me. And then the syllabus, right? These 1.4 and 1.5, or 1.6 or 1.7, but 1.4 is the mechanics that stays consistent between any course I teach. I've really settled on this course design, between printing the readings, working them together with these lectures in the podcast and on YouTube, which is over here. You can see there's about, as of right now, there's about 60 hours in lectures. We read all the material together. And if that's too slow for you, you think I ramble too much, or you can watch YouTube at a sped up pace. You can listen to the lectures at a sped up pace. And I don't have any problem with that. It's not graded in any kind of way. It's not tracked for compliance or completionism. It was at one point. I changed that. Now I do want to see your annotations, and I want you to respond to the guiding questions on a weekly basis. And then every unit you'll have essay exams. And so those guiding questions are meant to help you access, again, this will be in the workflows, assessments, and study habits video, but you can get a taste of what that is now. We just covered that. We'll do it a whole video, really making sure that you're set up for any class with me. And then that's separate from like the actual philosophers and readings and ideas that we cover in a specific class. Like 1301 Introduction to Philosophy has a different reading list than 1304 Introduction to World Religions. I've taught both of those courses, and I'm teaching both of those courses this semester. This is spring 2026 stream, but again, I expect this video to last for a long time. And you saw that there were a few other possible courses I might teach. Anytime I get excited about a book and it's not on a current course design, I might, if I have the free time one day, I can record a couple of lecture series on that book. And then I have books ready to go for new courses one day, even beyond that. So there's a whole lot of, this is all self-coded too. I don't use any other kind of website. I guess I can show you that. You might be interested to see that. So yeah, after you, that's his 1.1. There's also an Instagram, where I host like some whiteboard notes, some recent, publications that I've got, conferences that I'm going to, some visual art if I have any. It just depends. I had a teacher who did this herself. One of my professors in grad school has a sort of art philosophy page. And it's a professional account. So I've gotten student feedback that it's weird that I have this, but like I'm taking from my own mentors, and I sort of desubject or not desubjectivated, but kind of making philosophy as human and as fluid and flexible as possible. It's not some stodgy academic thing. And at any of my institutions, despite what your other teachers, because I teach at a lot of diverse academic institutions, whatever your other teachers may think, this is, I'm trying to wrap this up. But it's on topic, it's on task. I got to pick all of these readings in any of my classes so far. There are vague course descriptions, and then I pick things that fit those course descriptions. And other than that, I mean, it's all on topic, and it's pretty hard for me to get off topic with these lectures. That's some other feedback I got that I thought was strange. I had a coworker in history who said, like, you have to attend, who told the students, you have to attend lecture because if I say it, you're accountable for it on the exam. And so if you've never had a teacher like that before, that's, it's not that I repeat myself every semester, and it's not that I can verbatim tell you what all I've covered in every class that I teach, but if you prepare with me in these lectures, if you trust that it is on topic, then, and you bring that to the exam, that's what's going to do well. So the exams are timed. Again, we'll get to this in the workflows. Is there anything else? Yeah, there's two syllabi video, one for the workflows and then one for the content, like which philosophers we cover or what readings we cover. And sometimes I mention things about my animals or what else I have going on in my life, not because I'm getting distracted and not because it's going to be on the exam. Although, again, this professor that I worked with, she was like, she didn't make it an actual question. She might have put it on the syllabus quiz, and she might have made it, it was her way of addressing AI usage, but she also might have put it as extra credit. She probably wouldn't have made it core content coverage. But like one of the extra credit questions she offered was, how many children does Professor so and so have? And or what is the color of Professor so and so's car? Because she'll talk to her students about these things. Anyway, I don't do that, but it's not off topic for me to let you know about my life. And that's because I'm a human and I expect you guys to be human too. So for the first week of any class, we'll have icebreakers. This is going to be like a 10-minute video, but if we can keep it under 15, then I will be doing what I want. Again, like, it's just, this is how long the class takes. I'm excited to show up for you and try to explain things. I miss my in-person students. I've taught fourth and sixth grade as well. So, I actually have a picture on my wall that I keep from when I did field day in fourth grade, and another one in my computer case. That is the one in my wallet is just me, and it's a little Polaroid. The one in my computer case is all of my students and my other two teachers that I taught with. I was the third teacher in the classroom. Okay, so that's like a lot of what I wanted to say here. Welcome to class. I've got a little note card here. Reach out if you need anything. I hope I can be like really. Again, being relaxed in these videos is an intentional choice. I hope you do not take it as some kind of unprofessional thing, because that would make me really sad. And I don't want to be like a different, less friendly version of myself. Reach out if you need anything. My office hours are usually on Fridays. And yeah, the reason I have it in this like decentralized format where I don't have to, well, for one, I have like multiple institutions, so I don't like having to like copy and paste things from week to week or from when I leave one place and start at a new place, or when I make an, I try not to make too many announcements either. There are a few long announcements at the beginning of some of my classes to help you get used to like what to do and studying. I guess I'd say also like this online asynchronous is still kind of new to me. So if you have questions or need help, let me know. But I'm just trying to be really thorough. And these long messages are my attempt to be really thorough. Not because you have to be uptight and act any kind of way, but because I don't really have a good read on what's still confusing or difficult. Or like in person, I can feel that my students are doing okay. Like I check in, I tell them something, and they're like, yeah, okay. And we're vibing and we're cool. And if there is a problem, then I can see the hesitancy. I can be like, okay, what's, I can read the room, but I can't read the room in an online format. So I try to be thorough and get ahead of everything. I try to keep the design simple. Come to my office hours. Expect to read the readings multiple times. And take it easy. But, you know, just go with the flow. All right. I do have animal taxes. Winchester, come here. Come on. Let's see if we can get him in the picture. Come on. Oh, good boy. So this is Winchester, and you should see him a lot more. So yeah, the About Me 1 and 2, they were recorded in the fall. And then some of 1301 was recorded in the summer. And most of 1301 was recorded in the fall of 2025. That's all 2025. And it's now winter 2026, early 2026. And I plan to record. I'm going to the Central and Pacific APA. I've applied to PhD programs, or one that I really want to go to. And I'm planning to record 1304 and I guess some other stuff this semester. So that's pretty much it. All right. Thanks, guys.